Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We're going to be learning the inyan of Gilui Arayos, forbidden relationships in the Torah. We're going to give the shir the schus of David Hanach Mordechai and Mefrida Simcha and Yisrael Simcha ben Rachel Leah, Rachel Vatzlachom, Asayedem, Bris Hashlema. Perik Yud Ches, Psukim Chav Dal, Tchav Ches, Al Tatam, Bukholeli, Kholeli, Nitim, Agoyim, Asharnim, Shalech, Mepnechem, Batatam, Eretz, Vefkar, Ovene, Alea, Bataki, Eretz, Isil, Shveo, Shmartim, Matemis, Chukosa, Ves, Mishpotai, Losasim, Kolatoeva, Sail, Vesra, Hager, Gorbisechem, Kies, Kolatoeva, Sail, Osuan, Sheretz, Shalef Nechem, Atatam, Eretz, Losoki, Eretz, Eschem, Batamachem, Osak, Asher Ka, Esagoya, Shalef Nechem. Do not be contaminated with all these Arias. Because with all of these, the Gentiles that were in the nations that were that I'm sending away from before you were contaminated. They were contaminated with them, and the earth will be contaminated, and I will remember its sin on it, and the earth will vomit out its inhabitants. And you should guard all of my statutes and laws, and you shouldn't do all of the abominations, the permanent dweller and the stranger among you, because all these abominations were done by the people of this land that were before you, and the earth was contaminated, and the earth shouldn't vomit you out when you contaminate it, as it vomited out the nation that came before you. The Mefarshim have a lot of trouble with these psukim, Ayin Baal Shech HaKadosh, Urachayim HaKadosh Ve'od, and we are going to go in the Mahalach of Agona Goda, where David Sok Manzatzal. The Iker, they were all made on the Kefil and Psukim Chavdal Chavhei Al Titamu Vetitame Aretz, etc. Vetoke Aretz is Yoshvea. So it says, don't contaminate the earth, and the earth is going to vomit you out. So you see, there's an Azhar Al Akos Aretz is Bnei Yisrael, just like it vomited out the other nations, it might vomit you out. So then what does it mean when it says Psuk Chavches Velosaki Aretz is Yoshvea Velosaki Aretz is Chem Betamachem Osak Asher Kaisagol Asher Lefnechen? And the earth won't vomit you out when you contaminate it like it vomits out the nation that was before you. Because the Chora, it already said this in the earlier Psukim, Chavdal Chavhei, don't contaminate it and it'll vomit you out. So there's a concern it'll vomit you out like the nations that were there before. So why do we have to repeat again in Pasuk Chavches that we're concerned with you being vomited out? Zel B'Zach. The only thing is that there's a number of Shinuyim in the Psukim, and hopefully we're going to be all made on them and see Neflos Mitaris Hashem. So let's start. First of all, in the earlier Psukim, it says, Al Titamu, Ki B'chol Eile Nitmu Agoyim Batoki Eretz Is Yoshveh. So it doesn't say that the earth is going to vomit you out. It says, Batoki Eretz Is Yoshveh, if you contaminate the land. Even though that's what it means, but it doesn't say it explicitly. But Vayter, it says, Batoki Eretz Eschem. You, it specifies you, so earlier on it doesn't specify you, now it does. And also it concludes, Kasher Ga Sagoya Sher Lefnechen, like it vomited out the nation that was before you. So now it's already explicit. So what's the difference between the first time where it isn't explicit? It just says, Vataki Eretz is Yoshveh, and here it says, Vaiter, it says, Taki Eretz Eschem. Another difference is that in Pasuk Chafei it says Vatok Eretz is Yoshvea. Pasuk Chafei says Kasher Ka Es Agoya Shel Lefneichem. But it doesn't say Kasher Ka Es Yoshvea. Here it says Vatok Eretz is Yoshvea. And Vayter it says Kasher Ka Agoya Shel Lefneichem Asher Lefneichem, but it doesn't say anything about Yoshvea. Another change in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, it says Al Tatamu etc. Ki B'Cholayla Nitmu Agoyim Asher Ani Mishalech Mipneichem. Don't contaminate, because in all of these the Goyim that I will send from before you were contaminated. So the Tumah here relates to the Goyim that I'm sending away from before you. Ki B'Cholayla Nitmu Agoyim. But in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, it says, Ki Ezkol Tovosel Asu Anshei Aretz Asher Lefneichem. Here it talks about the Anshei Haaretz. Earlier on it talks about the Goyim. And here it talks about the Goyim Asher Anochi Mishalech. And here it talks about the Anshei Haaretz. What's the difference? Another change that we have in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, it says, Al Tatamu B'chol Eilu. It says, Lashon Tumah. Pasuk of Zion, It says, don't do a toy vosael, don't do these abominations. So earlier on, it's tum and out abominations. Also in Pasuk Chav Dalet, we were commanded al titamu. And in Pasuk Chav Vav, we're commanded ushmartem, to guard God's statutes, which is an atara la shmira, and not contaminating. So why earlier on it says don't contaminate? And then it changes the tune and says you should guard. Another change is that in the earlier, again, these are all different things, the earlier psukim, later psukim, the earlier Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says al titamu b'chol eile mashma b'kulam, all of them. Whereas in Pasuk Chav Vav, it says lotasim b'chol tovese eile, don't do from any of these toevos. Right earlier it says b'chol eile, all of them mashma kulam. Here it says mikol, from all of them. It's mashma even miktsasam. So mashna Pasuk Chav Dalet from Pasuk Chav Vav, the Pasuk Chav Dalet is mashma all of them, Pasuk Chav Vav only part of them. Now in Pasuk Gimel earlier on it says Kemaseretz from Sarayim Asher Yishavtim Ba'lo Sasu Kemaseretz Kanan Asher Nashim Evi Eschem Shem Ba'lo Sasu V'chukoseyem Lo Sei Leichu. So Rashi says from the Torah Kohanim on the Pasuk on the words Kemaseretz Mitzrayim Magid Shemaseyem Shal Mitzrayim Shal Kanani Mekukala Mekola Umos V'oso Mokom Sheyoshu V'yisua Mekukol Min Akol. This teaches you that the Maisim of the Egyptians, that's why the Pasuk singles out the Egyptians and the Canaanim, don't do like the Maisim of Eretz Mitzrayim that you sat there, and don't do like the Maisim of Eretz Canaan that I'm bringing you there. So they were the worst. The Mitzrayim and the Canaanim were the worst. And the place where the Jews dwelled was the worst of all. So Rashi says, and on the words Asher Nevi Eschem, Rashi writes, Magid She'osen Amin She'kavshi Yisrael Mekul Kalim Mekulam, those nations that the Jewish people captured were the worst of all. Ayin B'Kli Yakar, that already asked, V'chisaka Daitach, do you think that this Azhara is only on the Maisim that are the worst of all? But on less than that, there's no Azhara. Only K'maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Canaan, you shouldn't do. But if it's a little bit not as bad, then you're allowed to do it. If it's not as bad, you're allowed to do it. Only the worst you're not allowed to do. The Goraya was already omed on this also. And we also have to understand that the Mashmos of Divrei Rashi is that the Maisim of the Canaanim were Mukukala Mikulam. And that's why there's a pasuk Kukumas Eretz Canaan. And so understood Bipshitus, the Mizrahi and the Gurariye Ayin Sham. And also Ayin the Ramban, Shem Ibn Ezra. It's also, you see like that from the Ramban in the name of the Ibn Ezra, that the Mice Eretz Canaan are the worst. But Lechora, once there's a Azhara, not to do like the Mice of Eretz Mitzrayim, which is Pachos Mekulkol, what do we need a Tosefis Azhara for the Mice of Eretz Canaan, Hashem Evi Eschem? They already were Musar, and less bad, less evil of Eretz Mitzrayim. So it's Pashut that they're commanded about the more evil Eretz Canaan. So why do you have to say both? V'cheinein Ba'al Shech Shehiksha, that Lechora, it says not to learn from these people. But they're not going to learn from these people. They see the way they live their lives, and it wasn't effective for them. It didn't do good for them in life. So of course they're not going to follow them. And also look in the Archaim HaKadosh, who asks why you need both. Earlier on we asked, once you're not allowed to do like Eretz Mitzrayim, which is not as bad, you're certainly not allowed to do like Eretz Canaan. But the Archaim HaKadosh has Pasha. What do you need both for? Both Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Canaan? So Rav Manzatzal explains as follows, that there are two reasons why people can be chote chas v'shalom in arayos, and that's why we have these azharas of arayos in the Torah. Number one, even though a person knows they're a toeva, yim bezeh baramban, pasuk chav tes, but since there's such a great pitui of the Yetzahara, like the Mishnah Makkah says, chav gimel amit beis, gezel v'arayos, nafshe shalodim mechamodesan, gemara chagiga yed alef amit beis, says about this Mishnah, that Arayas being befun of Loshablo, befun of Nofish Yitzrecha, that Groisi Yitzahara for Arayas. So we see that there's Gabris Miuched, is a special power of the Yitzahara for Arayas. That's a Loshan of Nofish Yitzre. It's a Groisi Yitzahara, very big Yitzahara. Look in the Ramban again, Pasuk Chavtes, in the name of the Marnevuchim. The Rambam in Perek Chav Beis, Milchus Suri Bi, Aloch Yitches Yotes writes that there's nothing in the whole Torah that's hard for people to separate from, like Arayas and Bias Asuros. And he quotes the Gemara, Gezel Arayas, Navshaladim Sa'avalem and Mecham Dosan, Venetam Motze Kovachos Man Vizman, Shem Ben Prutzim Barayas and Bias Asuros. There are always going to be people who are living lives of promiscuity, because that's what a person wants, that's what a person desires, Ein Malasot. And that's the Indian of Ein Atcharpus Larayis, Ksubisud Gimel Abeis, Chul Nirah Aleph Amid Beis, Nidal Amid Beis, because there's a Yetzirah for this, Betoikiv Gadol. And therefore, a person can't be Mischayev to refrain from this. You gotta watch yourself 24/7. But you can never be sure of yourself. Ein Atcharpus Larayis. Ayein Be Sanhedrin Chafavan Beis, Dibor Maskul Chasha, they wrote a big Chiddush, Ladina. Because of this reason that Takaf Yitzvei by Rais Ayin Shamatosis. Look at the Meshech Chachma in Pasuk Beis Barm Niflaim and the Archaim in Pasuk Beis that the Mitzvah of Prisha Rais is a Prisha Men Arayis is Darvish and Nafsho Shel Adam Mecham Dosan Vom Nasto Lehem Lasosam Zulas Beis Amsus Archokas Beis Dvorim. He's a Marich there about how hard it is to separate from Arayis. So since we have such a strong tokef, such a strong power, such a strong desire for arayis, so a person is liable to be nichshal in arayis, even though he knows how terrible they are. It's terrible, it's gefrelich, it's shreklich, it's horrible, it's neira meod. But a person has a taiva, so he goes for it. That's one reason that people, rachmana litzlan, God save us, will be nichshal in arayis. But there's another reason why a person can be nichshal in arayis, and we see this particularly in our day and age, in this postmodern society in which we live, and that is that there's an approach, there's a hashkafa, there's an attitude that says that it's not sinful at all. I'm allowed to do whatever I want, it's my body, and I can do what libo chav, what libi chafetz, and why should I limit myself? That's all part of the religion and all these other ancient Victorian morals are repressing our healthy sexual desires. You gotta do away with all of that. I'm just speaking their language now. And you just have to let yourself loose. Just go free. It's alright. It's my body. And I'm allowed to do what I want with it. That's the terrible hashkafa that many people have today. And they say it's beseder gomer. Whatever you want to do, do. Live and eat and drink and be merry, for tomorrow you will die. Just enjoy life. Enjoy life. Have fun. Whatever you can do, do. As long as you don't hurt anybody else, then it's moral. It's fine. You didn't do anything wrong. And that's what we see in Chulin, famous Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. There are 30 mitzvahs that B'nai Noach were makabel, and they're only makayim, three of them. One of them is that they don't write a ksuba for a zachar. Rashi says that even though they're chashed al mishkav zachar, they have homosexual relationships, rachmana litzlan, but they don't write a ksuba. In other words, they don't have gay marriage. I don't call them gay because they're not so happy usually. But they don't have homosexual marriage. That they don't do. This is until, 5 years ago. Now already it's like, you're marrying a person of the opposite gender? That's so strange. Why are you doing that? But in the world, I'm exaggerating. In the world, the way it used to be is that Baruch Hashem, that they had homosexual relationships. But at least they didn't write a ksuba. They didn't get married. It wasn't official. So once you write a ksuba, then you're saying there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with this. And this is also the inyan of Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Sanhedrin Am Ravid Am Arav, Yodin Ha Yisrael Avodah Zarah Shem B'Mamish. And the Jews knew Avodah Zarah is nonsense, it's garnished. The reason they were over Avodah Zarah is Lahatil Am Arayis Befer Hesia. See this inyan of Befer Hesia, that it means that there's no Isser at all, HaKol Hefker Mutter. And therefore they were over Avodah Zarah Lahar Semei Atzmam Kol All. They were Ovid of Azara in order to remove any yoke, to show there's no Metzias of Isser at all, and now they can do Arayis before Hesia. So, even though it seems that the second the Mahalach is worse, the Mahalach of it's Mutter, it's fine, it's Beseder, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do, and there's nothing wrong with it, it's nothing morally wrong. But it's a different type of Yetzirah. The first type of Yetzirah is Yetzirah, it comes to get me. Even though I know it's wrong, the person does it anyway. Person knows it's wrong, but he does it anyway. The second way is, it seems even worse, is that he says it's not wrong at all. It's fine. Why not? I mean, it gives me pleasure. What's wrong with it? So it would appear that there's a fundamental difference between the corruption in Mitzrayim and the corruption in Canaan. In Mitzrayim, they had a big Yetzirah, like it says in the Ramban, and Pasuk Gimel, Ayin Sham. They had a big Yetzirah. They were Shtufim Ba'arayis. Chazal, it says, Shmos Rabba Aleph, Rashi Breishis Perkov Pasuk Tatzvav Veod Veod, that the Mitzrayim are Shtufei Zima, they're very licentious. So it's Mashmatat Yetzirah. And since they had this Yetzirah for Arayas, they were involved in Arayas. They were so corrupt to be involved in Arayas because they're big Yetzirah. But Canaan was a different Mahalach. Canaan, their Hashchasa, their corruption, was because of the second Inyan. And that is, they didn't see anything wrong with it. They said everybody's allowed to do whatever he desires, and that's a chok. That's a chok, and that's why Inyan of Ksubish Bezachar, writing a Ksuba, that's part of the laws. And we have today in the United States of America, what a, you know, a person's allowed to be with whoever they person, as long as you're not doing anything, you know, as long as not a minor, a person's allowed to do whatever he wants with whoever he wants. And they say that it's fine. And you see this in Parashas Kedoshim, Perakhov, Pasukhov Gimel. Lotechu b'chuko yishagoya she'enim shlech m'pneichem, ki as kol eila asu v'akutzbam. So the Pasuk here is talking about Arayas, and it says it's a chok. No, it's not even a Dvar Isser, this Arayas is part of their law. So it's not als his gabris hayetzer, it's a law, there's nothing wrong with it in the first place. Ayin psachem kofir gimel amit beis, five things Canaan commanded his children. One of them is Evoes Hazima. So it's Vaday Mashma. It's not Bidiyevit because of Yetzahara, what can I do? But it's Lichatchila, that's their Derech. And that's what the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadi Gimel, Mitzvah Tov Chof Hei, that the Zayin Amim in our Ikra Avodah Zara, Ayin Sham. Rashi B'Yavamas Chof Gimel Amir Alev Dibor Maschil, Alev Tosef Avodah Zara Dav Chof Dibor Maschil, ve'amar b'seif tvar v'ayin sham ramban milchomis yivamis ayin chesam and aleph ayin sham, because like we said that based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin samachim lomid beis, that if a zaris gli lahati arise before hesia, and that means that it's hefker, that there's nothing wrong anymore, it's completely mutter, and therefore they're aduk b'yosis. So the shiva amin in Eretz Yisrael, they were into avodah zara, because that makes everything now mutter. Once you have avodah zara, so then you could be matir arise before hesia. And that's what it says in Gittin, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Ksubis Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Avde Befkeira Nichole, that it's a Mahalach of Hefker, it's not Usur at all. We know Canaan is Eved Avodim, so this is the Evoes Hazima, this is the Canaan, this is the Hefker, and that's Begeder Hefkeira Veheter Gomer. So we have now two topologies, a fundamental difference in the Arayas of Mitzrayim and the Arayas of Canaan. Mitzrayim were involved in Arayas because it was the Yitzhahara, and they just, you know, wasn't necessarily legislated, but they succumbed to their passions. And in Canaan, it wasn't succumbing. In Canaan, it was legislation. In Canaan, it was legal. In Canaan, the law of the land was, do what you want to do. So according to this, it would appear that it says here, Azhar al-Maiser, it's Mitzrayim, Rashi says, their Maaseim were Mekul Kolim, and Azhar al-Maiser, it's Mitzrayim, Canaan, that Rashi says Canaan was the worst of all. So it's not in the Kamus and Echus, and the quality and quantity of the Maaseim. So then we're going to ask, once you're already commanded on Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim, who weren't as bad, so certainly you're commanded about Eretz Canaan, which is even worse, and why do you have to bring broth, like we asked before from the Arachayim HaKadosh? But rather, Pshat is, we're talking about the Eches HaKil, we're talking about the type, the category, and we're saying, don't be involved in these two categories. So you're right, one is worse than the other, but they're two different categories. One category is the category of succumbing to your Yetzirah, don't do that. And the other category is the category of legalizing it, and don't do that. And those are the two Azharas, Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim and Maaseh Eretz Canaan. And Mitzrayim is, don't succumb to your Yetzirah, and Canaan is, and don't make a law out of it. And that's why the Torah had to mention both. And obviously now we understand that the kind we asked before, it says like, don't be like Mitzrayim and Canaan, they're the worst. Well, we're only commanded about the worst, but if it's less, we're not commanded. And also what the Al Shech HaKadosh says, that anyway they're not going to learn from them because they see Maaseim Lo Ho'ilu. So based on what we said, we're not talking here primarily about the Maaseim themselves that were done. And this we have Azhara, that it's really, really bad, and don't learn from them. Because then we have the kashas that we asked. What? Only the worst you're not allowed to do? But anything less you are? But rather, we're talking about the sug ha-kilkul. If we're talking about, and also that we saw their deeds didn't help, so if their deeds didn't help, so you better stay away from their deeds. So now we're talking about the actual maisim. We're talking about the type, the sug, the category of kilkul. You better stay out of that category. And that's what the Torah is telling, because Mitzrayim and Canaan are a semel, a dugma. They are a symbol, an example of types, of topologies, of kilkulim, of corruption. And therefore, the Azhara was made dependent on them, on Mitzrayim and Canaan, their type of kilkul. And Rashi tells us those are the worst. In other words, the giving in to your Yetzihara, as badly as the Mitzrim did, and the legalizing it. So that's why these are brought. But it's Pashut that any Maisa that's less than that is also Aser. But that's not the issue here. We're not talking about the actual Maisa. And we saw their Maisa weren't Moel. So, of course, we're not going to follow their maisim mitzad the maisim. But here we're not talking about the maisim. Here we're talking about the categories. Here we're talking about the attitude. In other words, one is this notion of succumbing to your Yetzirah. So the Torah is telling us, don't succumb to your Yetzirah. You have to overcome. Because in Mitzrayim, they were the worst at succumbing to the Yetzirah. So obviously anything less is also bad. But then Mitzrayim, being as involved in Arayis. But where the Torah is telling us that this is the category you have to avoid. Of course, anything less is also usher, but avoid the category of succumbing to your Yetzirah. Yetzirah is very powerful, and you just give in. And also, having a hashkafa that it's mutter. You're not allowed to stay away from that hashkafa that it's mutter. So these two categories are what the Torah is telling us to stay away from. But obviously it's Pashut that if it's less than that, it's still Usser, the Mice is still Usser. But here we're not talking about the Mice itself, but rather these categories of Arayas als Kniya Le'Yetzer, sexual relations, because once it comes to the Yetzirah, and having a philosophy that it's permitted. And now we can also answer the kasha of the Alshich. It says, "Ukumas eretz Kenana sharenuvias cham sham lo sasu v'chukosem lo seilechu." So chukosem are maasem. So once it already says "Ukumas eretz Mitzrayim," why does it say "Vayter"? So everybody knows the drushes in Shabbos Amos Ayin Amud Aleph, Sanhedrin Beis Amud Beis, Chulim Em Aleph Amud Beis, Teres Kehanim. But based on what we said, we can give another answer that the Maisim are the Maisa Aver themselves. And this is for both Eretz Canaan and Mitzrayim. So that's the Yetzihara and the Maisa. That's the actual Maisa, not to do that Maisa. But in addition, there's an Azhar of Maisa Canaan. There's the Chok. Uvuchukoseim lo seilechu. What's the Chok? That it's not even a Toeva. That law, their laws say that it's Beseder Gamor. And that's what it says in the Torah's Kohanim. Uvuchukoseim. What did they used to do? Ha'ish no se li'ish. Ve'aisha no se li'isha. That's they made a law. Canaan. Man marries man. Woman marries woman. Rachman al-Litzlan. A man marries a woman and her daughter. A woman has two husbands. That's b'chukosem lo se lecho. In other words, they made laws about these terrible arayas. It's not even against the law. not an abomination. They're beseder with it. Torah's Kwanim says, Chakukim lam l'avos avoseihem. Maybe it's talking about Canaan. Canaan told his children, Evu es hazima, that's the avos avoseihem. And Evu means he loved them, to make chukim, make laws, permitting it. So, just bepashtus in the Torah's Kohanim, and also the Rambam, Perikof Alf, Mechus Ribiya, Alach Ches, it's mashma that it's going on over Chukoseim. That this is going, this over Chukoseim is also going on Mitzrayim. But based on what we're saying, it's only going on Eretz Canaan, because that's part of their chok. So based on what we said, now we can approach the psukim and start to understand the psukim. But Mitz Hashem, that's our avoda for the next shir. But in the meantime, we have some good kashas on the psukim. We answered some of them, and we also have our yesod. That is the Maisa Mitzrayim of Hiskabrus HaYetzer, and the Maisa Eretz Canaan of legalizing it, and obviously today, it's both very halach l'maisa, and people need to work on both. So hopefully Hashem should give us the moach and the koach, and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means, and B'siyata Tishmai in the next Tashir, we will continue on this derech. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.